recording of haunting screams, shouts, and banging noises can be heard from the inside of a 6-by-9-foot gray wooden solitary confinement replica. It was placed on the sidewalk on Court Street in downtown Buffalo. Stephen Hart is an activist with the group. He describes what we're listening to.
I assume a lot of that is people banging on walls or banging on cell doors. And the screaming is people who have who are in despair or have lost their minds. Because what happens is that even if you're in good mental health when you go in, you deteriorate mentally. Parts of your mind and soul are destroyed.
James Langley, 36, just happened to be walking by the exhibit and decided to stop because it looked familiar.
And I knew exactly what that was. And it was insane. I was definitely, unfortunately, I was familiar with it. And I'm like, dang, what the heck? They're putting people out here on the corner now? They ran out of place in the prisons? You know, they're putting us on the corners now?
He says he spent some time in solitary while serving in a Wyoming state prison. He was in his early 20s.
I think it should be gone, period. I mean, it's bad enough. You know, I mean, we've made mistakes and we're in prison, away from our families. Now we got to be confined within confinement. Unless you're extremely violent, I don't think words or anything like that, paraphernalia, should be that extreme to confine somebody within confinement.
The group is pushing for reform and the passing of the Humane Alternatives to Long-Term Solitary Confinement Act. It's currently in the Senate Committee for Crime and Correction. For WBFO News, this is Angelica Morrison.